Let's jump right into the interview with Andy and Travis from GigTown.com. I actually sent them questions in advance, and instead of answering them by email, they decided to take the opportunity while they were on a long road trip to send me audio files, which is great because we get all the passion and sincerity in Andy's voice when he describes their mission and everything about the app and the service. So here's my first question to the guys. It was, take us on a ride through GigTown. What is it? What is the mission?
All right, so to take you on a ride through GigTown, first off, I like the fact that you kind of refer to it as a destination, because that's sort of how I see it, is GigTown is sort of its own place, and it, you know, living within the music world, where you can go to connect with your local music community, and I mean that almost regardless of who you are. You know, if you're a music fan, if you're a musician, if you're a venue, if you're a record label, a sound studio, an equipment manufacturer, whatever it may be, I like to think of GigTown as, or at least the vision for GigTown is to become the hub of local music. So if you're a fan, you can go on to GigTown and and see where musicians around town are playing and which ones your where your favorite musicians will be, and connect with the venues who are offering you promotions and incentives to come out and support those musicians, and even connect with like-minded fans and say, hey, I'm going to be going to this, you know, this gig by, you know, one of my favorite bands, and look at my friends that are going to be going too. Or, hey, friends, you should come join me because this guy's awesome and it's a great venue and they're offering a cool promotion and it would just be a fun night. Then on the other side of things, you've got the musicians who can go to GigTown and, you know, get exposed to their local music community, put their music out there, have it heard by local audiences, whether that audience is a normal user who's just listening, as a music discovery engine, like you mentioned, or a venue who's, you know, considering who are we going to book for Friday night. And in addition to that, the venue can say, who are we going to book for Friday night? Okay, now let's browse through these musicians and not just listen to their music and watch their videos, but look at ratings and reviews for people that have booked them previously and get a sense of how many fans they have, you know? And so they're able to see not just Facebook likes and all that, which you can easily buy, but, you know, real targeted fans that are within a musician's city. And basically, you know, you can book these bands and connect to the fans through them. So now I'm getting a real stream of consciousness-y, but I guess, like you said, it's a little bit of a ramble, which I'm okay with. It's always fun. So, getting back to the core of GigTown is connecting fans, musicians, and venues. And I really believe that we can create a win-win-win-win scenario where, you know, music fans are happy because they're able to, you know, listen to great music and connect with their local musicians and go to the venues around town that they may or may not have known were even providing live music and have great experiences within their own hometown. And then for musicians, it's a win for obvious reasons. They can get booked for gigs, they can grow a local fan base, and they can bring those fans out to their gigs. For venues, it's a win because they can very easily access the musicians around their town and then access the fans through those musicians by finding the musicians that have the most local fans. And so they can win by, you know, very quickly and easily booking live music and then very easily bringing fans to their venue and essentially start to capture the return that they need to make live music worthwhile, which is where so many venues are failing right now. They book live music and it's just an expense and it starts to drag them down because, you know, not every musician can bring all their fans to every gig. So venues end up booking musicians and it's just an expense and they would love it if they would bring fans in, but it's too hard to do. So it's a win for venues in that sense. And then finally, it's a win for GigTown in that, you know, we're connecting everybody and we start to monetize it. And right now we're working with venues and essentially saying, hey, we are willing to give you access to all of our musicians in your city. You can book through us, but we're not going to charge any percentage at the start. And in fact, we'll even pay for the credit card transaction fees because all we want to do right now is get our musicians gigs and allow venues to start to realize how easy it can be to book music. And then as we add features and as we grow our user base and start to drive traffic to venues, then we'll reevaluate and say, hey, you know, we're putting, you know, X number of people in your door every night, every night you book a gig town band. We think that it is a win-win-win-win if we start charging our 13%, 3% of which is the credit card. So that's kind of the grand scheme of things. It's facilitating these connections in ways that helps everybody. And then around the periphery, you have the sound equipment manufacturer. You have equipment manufacturers. You have sound equipment companies. You have record labels. And, you know, think about what we can provide to each one. So record labels could go on and get really meaningful insights on who the most popular bands are in a given city. And that also, by the way, is valuable for bands, because right now you're competing against the wide world of music, which is crazy big. You know, it's incredibly difficult to really stand out. But what if you segment it and make it so that you can first stand out on a really local level, which is kind of what already happens, but there's no organized way to go about it. So now with Gig Town, there's an organized way where, hey, let's find out who the most popular band in San Diego is, or let's find out, you know, over the last week, over the last month, over the last year, and even what's the most popular song. And then you can get really granular too if you wanted to, and say, not just in San Diego, but a very specific area of San Diego, maybe where there's a different demographic. You know, okay, there's a lot of 50, you know, plus year olds in this rich area of San Diego. Who's their most favorite band? And then if we're doing an event, let's bring that band out, if that's the demographic we're targeting. But then for record labels, you know, knowing who's popular and, you know, over what time frame, they can start to get meaningful insights on what bands are up and coming, and maybe they should get on the ground floor of something. For sound equipment companies, you know, as musicians are getting booked, and sometimes they'll get booked for a bigger event and they may not have the equipment that they need for it. And that's where Gig Town can easily connect them to equipment companies and say, hey, this musician needs sound for a 300-person gig. You set it up, and from the user's perspective, and when you're booking it, it could almost be like added onto the shopping cart. Oh, and also I need sound for 300 people, whatever it may be. And then, you know, equipment manufacturers, guitar makers, we can start to connect them to musicians and say, you know, in so many different ways, whether it's just offering a discount or having contests with prizes. All these different connections can be facilitated through this platform. It's incredibly broad, and when you really start to think about it, it's wild to think of what could potentially happen. You know, so right now we're set up such that our revenue stream is booking, even though we're not really monetizing that as our the priority is get our musicians gigs and, you know, really get things going. It's very possible that that is not the true monetization strategy in the long run. It's possible that, you know, by driving people to venues, I don't want it to become is advertising. But, you know, maybe there's ways where we offer promotions and deals to people and say, hey, you know, spend $5 now, get $10 when you show up at the venue, and then Gig Town gets a buck every time somebody accepts an offer like that. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways. You know, we're also selling music through the app. Musicians can connect to their iTunes. So people, if they want, can go, you know, essentially just go straight to iTunes through Gig Town, buy a song, and then go straight back into Gig Town, or go to their iTunes music library and listen to that song. So a lot of different things going on. Really excited about it. You know, just kind of getting things off the ground right now. Doing our best to get musicians on board and really convey the value proposition, you know, and it's unfortunate in a way because musicians are so inundated with different requests, from so many different service providers. They're popping up every day, and obviously Gig Town's just, you know, we're one of them, but I really feel we're different because we're the only one, as far as I know, that's really pushing for that, just a win-win value proposition the whole way. We don't want to take a dollar from musicians, and we, you know, really, we never want to. I don't want to, I'm so inherently against turning into a service where, you know, only the musicians who pay the most are going to get gigs out of it, like Gigmasters or Gig Salad. That is, I really want to differentiate along those lines where, no, this is a meritocracy, a democracy where the best musicians will get the most likes, will stand out, will get gigs, will bring those fans to those gigs. And ultimately, it's kind of what you put in is what you get out. And so Gig Town wins when musicians are excited about it and, you know, telling people to like them and getting people engaged. And the musicians win when they do that too, and the fans win because they're discovering real quality music and finding it around their town and going to being able to support. So, we're essentially just a facilitator of many types of connections, and I'm really excited to see what they can kind of create and how they can make us that hub of local music and what that does to local music communities everywhere. It's going to be very interesting.
Wow, that was a great answer, Andy. Thanks. So what inspired this?
So what inspired Gig Town was a number of things kind of coming together. One piece of it, my parents, they run a fundraiser for type 1 diabetes, which I have and several other family members have. It's called Rock the Cure. They've done it 7 years now. They're going on 8. And they've booked some big name acts for it, including Sugar Ray, Styx, Foreigner, Colby Calais years ago. And it's a pretty big event. It raises a good amount of money for type 1 diabetes research. And in addition to the big name acts, they book some local acts as openers. So through that, my parents were both exposed to the difficulty in booking live music. There was no great way to do it. They had to go through various talent agencies and booking agents to figure things out. So that was one piece of it. On the other side, or in addition to that, my dad and our CEO and Travis are Renegade of Funk, and for as long as I can remember, we've been bouncing ideas around, trying to come up with something that we really wanted to pursue and start our own business with. And as music fans, Travis and I this past year went to Coachella, and while we were there, relied really heavily on Uber, just getting around, getting to the festival, getting back. And we came away from that experience, and the night I got back, I called my dad, and we started bouncing around some ideas, and he raised the question. He lives across the street from UCSD, and he asked, okay, there's probably some really talented pianists and other musicians over at UCSD. Right now, they might be doing some homework. They might just be hanging out. Why can't I quickly and easily bring one of those musicians over while I'm hanging out with my friends to play the piano that's in the living room that nobody ever plays? And we thought about that, and it was the first time ever where we both immediately were like, that makes sense. You should be able to do that. You know, there's enough musicians out there that are really talented and really just want to get their music heard or make a little extra money, whatever it may be. It immediately made a lot of sense to both of us. And so we, started digging into the idea and fleshing it out and realized that it's so much bigger than what we kind of first conceptualized as an Uber for music. It's more of a local music player, like a Pandora station for local music, as well as that Uber functionality and so many other things when you look into it further, it'll ultimately become almost a Yelp for local music as you get ratings and reviews of not just the musicians, but also venues around town. So those are the kind of things that inspired Gig Town and how it sort of all began.
When is the Android app coming? I know a lot of people have already asked me.
So we're coming really close on Android. We have a team of 4 engineers working on it in Poland, actually. And we should be launching an Android app in the next couple of weeks. It's not going to have the exact same features as iOS to start off. But over time, we'll work our way up and get them to feature parity. So it's coming soon.
Tell us how much time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears have gone into the development of this.
So there's been quite a bit of blood, sweat, and tears going into this. We came up with the idea last April, and we kind of hit the ground running as quickly as we could. And one of the funny things that happens a lot is somebody looks at it, and I really think our visual designer just did an amazing job in designing the app. I think it's, you know, it's just aesthetically really pleasing and also really simple and intuitive, and people look at it and they say, oh, this is a pretty simple app. I mean, this is cool. I can actually use this. And then sometimes they ask, well, why don't you have it on Android? Just get an engineer working on it, and you know, you can get it done in a couple months. It's hard not to laugh as soon as I hear that. It's so much has gone into this thing, you know, down to some of the finer details that are extremely easy to overlook. But you know, building a music player, and you know, this whole thing was built from scratch, and our engineers have leveraged some, you know, really helpful tools, but you know, it was built to scale. This is not a demo. This app is ready to go, and you know, the amount of effort has been pretty tremendous. But we're definitely really happy with where we're at.
Do you guys have any plans to spread your reach outside the United States?
So we definitely have plans to expand the reach of GigTown beyond the U.S. And you know, right now we're starting out. We started off in San Diego. We're getting artists signing up in other locations as well. And as we have enough artists, and as our, you know, capacity to start really marketing this thing expands, you know, we'll be opening up new markets and growing as quickly as we can. And then expanding internationally comes quickly thereafter. Really, it's about proving the model, starting in San Diego and LA. And as soon as we have that, and we have a good sense of what works and what doesn't, and you know, how to attack a market, then it's a matter of, you know, the marketing dollars and the effort, and you know, hopefully that's where we start scaling pretty aggressively, both in the U.S. and outside.
During this process, what lessons have you learned about the indie music scene and the relationships between local acts and the local venues?
We've definitely learned a whole lot about the relationships between musicians and venues, and just the local music scene in general. You know, our experience are more tied to San Diego at this point, but I think a lot of it is very applicable, if not more applicable, outside of San Diego. So one of the biggest things is there's almost a lack of trust between musicians and venues, in the sense that I think a lot of musicians sometimes almost feel they're being exploited by venues. You know, they want the exposure of playing at a venue, but then that venue is going to say, hey, if you want to play here, you got to bring all your fans out. And then the musician ends up in this sticky situation where they have to say, well, do I hit up all my fans to come out for this gig, or do I kind of save up my fan credits for the next gig? And really, they can only spread themselves. I mean, they're forced to spread themselves thin and do everything they can to not just play their music and make, you know, put on a great performance, but also bring people into the venue. And ultimately, it's like the venue expects a whole lot.
In 10 miles, take exit 58 onto CA-79 south toward Temecula.
And then beyond that, there's an overall sort of lack of organization in the scene, you know. So it's not just that, you know, some musicians may not trust certain venues, or they may feel exploited, but also venues don't really have great access to musicians. Some will hire booking agents, or somebody just dedicated to finding local talent and bringing it in. Others don't have the capacity to do that. Some have somebody that does it part-time, and others don't really know what they're doing. And so that's kind of where GigTown can really play a huge role in essentially being an organizer of the local music scene by providing that consolidated place where a venue can go to find a wealth of local musicians. And likewise, eventually musicians will be able to go on and figure out where all these venues are around town. And fans, by the way, can find out where all these venues are around town that will provide local music. So kind of the lack of organization, and I think that kind of lends itself to the kind of the disconnect between musicians and venues. And these are all things that, as GigTown sort of provides some sort of a sort of market transparency in this local music scene, we believe we can solve some of these problems.
Can you go into more detail about how GigTown will be able to create this transparency?
So I'm really excited about the potential for GigTown to create that market transparency within the local music community. And it almost seems kind of far-fetched, but here's how I envision it. Over time, GigTown will have a wealth of data on the musicians and venues and fans, where they are around town, who's getting booked for what style of music, you know, how much they're being paid, what the events are, and where the fans are going. And over, you know, given some time, you know, we'll accumulate data and be able to say, this musician has 10,000 local fans, and on a typical Friday night when this musician gets booked, X percent of those fans actually show up for the gig. So you can actually, as a venue, look at that and say, okay, well, if this musician typically brings this percent of their fans in on a Friday night, I'm looking at booking them for next Friday, I can expect this many people to come in the door because I'm booking this musician. And then it's a numbers game. It's just, okay, well, how much does the musician cost? How many fans can I expect them to bring in? And how much is a fan worth? How much is a customer worth to me? And so that the transparency that creates is, you know, venues are able to see essentially how much a musician is worth on any given night of the week relative to every other musician. And it's not going to be a perfect science, but I think that it gets venues way closer to some idea of what they're actually getting for booking music. Whereas right now, just as I was explaining previously, musicians are in a tough place because they feel they're a little bit exploited and asked to do too much for venues. From the venue's perspective, it's really hard to put on, a consistent music program that brings people in. And some do it to just enhance the experience, in which case it's more of an expense, but hopefully it brings people back. Some venues do it to bring people in the door, whether that's just foot traffic or it's a dedicated music venue that's booking acts that, you know, will drive fans in the door. What GigTown will do is allow venues of any type to help pull more fans in, regardless of the musician they're booking. You know, if it's a musician that doesn't have a huge fan base in town, they can offer a promotion and say, you know, come on out and we'll give you half off an appetizer. And so in that case, the market transparency is, you know, you're able to say, okay, well, this musician isn't going to bring that many fans in, but he's cheap. And then I can give up a little bit of revenue on this promotion. And ultimately it just gives venues a lot more flexibility and visibility into what they're actually getting when they book their music.
What has been one of the biggest challenges you have faced and conquered on this whole journey? Do you expect to face more as this platform develops and matures?
I would say the biggest challenge we've faced is kind of the skepticism of musicians when they hear about us. Like I said before, you know, they're inundated with different requests from so many different services trying to get them to sign up, and you know, and we really believe we're different, but it's hard to message that. You know, yeah, it's another app or service trying to get me booked. Great. You know, it's really hard to message how we stand out. And beyond that, even if we could really message it well, I mean, we're doing our best, but it's a tough concept to grasp how we're really pulling the whole local music community together and trying to create just win-win scenarios across the board. Obviously there's nobody that's really doing that. Everything else is, you know, a subscription service or something where, somebody on some level is going to be losing. At least with GigTown, there's nothing to lose. You know, if you're a musician, you sign up. If you don't get a gig or nobody listens to your music, I'm sorry, we wasted, you know, 5-10 minutes of your time. But in the best case, you can start getting gigs. You can get a lot more exposure from, you know, local fans that are listening to your music. And so I mean, that's kind of the, I wish that message resonated more with musicians, but I feel like it's just such a challenge because they always come in skeptical, and fair enough, but we're different and we got to get that message out. And so I think we're doing a good job of overcoming that challenge in San Diego. You know, this is where we started, and we got the word out to a lot of musicians, and we got it out through credible sources. You know, we worked with some pretty well-known local musicians. And they did a really, you know, they helped us a lot by kind of vouching for us. And potentially that's how we need to overcome it in other markets. But part of the hope is that if we succeed in San Diego and we prove out the model, then musicians in other locations will, you know, get excited. And I think they will. I mean, we've paid out over 17 grand to artists in San Diego. At some point, I would like to believe, and that's in, during a very small beta process, the month and a half that we've been launched, it's not a whole lot of time. So we feel we're doing a pretty good job of helping musicians so far, And so now it's about, you know, continuing that in San Diego and then getting that message out to artists elsewhere and making them realize we really are on their side. So that's kind of how we're trying to overcome that challenge.
And then Travis here. But another reason I like to add to on how we feel like we're different and how we're going to overcome this challenge is the way our model works is we're trying to create this local music community where there's just a win-win scenarios like Andy mentioned all around. And we just want positive vibes. This community needs to be vibrant, positive, full of life. And unless we feel like the musicians are being supported and they feel like they're being supported by us, we won't have a chance. So in order for GigTown to succeed, it hinges on musicians being happy with our service, with what we're providing, and the value that we're bringing to them.
What's one thing you want people to get or understand about GigTown service and what's coming in the future?
So the one thing that I want to make sure people take away is GigTown is not just a booking app. We're way more than that. And in fact, you know, I really want people to see us as this one-stop shop for anything local music. Whether you're a fan and you're wondering where you can go to hear some music tonight, or you're a musician and you're wondering and you're hoping to get booked, or you're just hoping to grow a fan base, or you're a venue and you're trying to figure out better ways to pull your fans in, to pull customers into your restaurant or bar or club, whatever it may be. We offer a value to a lot of different people, and it's through a lot more than just the booking aspect. Even though that's a key component of it, that's not what GigTown is. We are the hub of local music.
Any last thoughts, shout outs, words of wisdom?
So one final thing I'd mention is just, I think that Travis and I have the best jobs ever. A big part of it is listening to music get submitted from all over the country. And it's so cool. Like one of the underlying assumptions that we went into this venture with was there's a lot of talent in the local music community, and it's just undiscovered, and you don't know where to find it. And that's proven to be so true. You know, there's people submitting their artist profiles from all over the country, and it's amazing, you know, the diversity of the talent, the diversity of the music, and it makes our job really fun. So we're really lucky, and we really appreciate all the musicians out there that have become a part of this, and we're excited about what's to come.
Guys, I really want to thank you for your time. I'm really glad that we connected with each other and had this opportunity to talk about the app. Tune in, middletennesseemusic.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. This is Joshua Smotherman. Until next time, peace, and keep on rocking.